Alright, welcome to Laker News Today podcast. It's your host, Monty here, Monty Sadadine, and I'm with
Keegan and Jacob.
Jacob, yeah. Alright. Like I have some questions to ask you guys. It's football season, you know? Playoffs I think are gonna start soon. I think, because I'm not a big football fan. But oh my gosh, what do you have winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, definitely the Patriots, because they're undefeated.
Against who?
I don't know.
Yes.
And the
I'm gonna say Rams, bro.
The Rams?
You know why? Their defense is golden.
Yeah. Why do you think the Rams are gonna make it to Super Bowl?
Because they have a good offense.
Alright.
And they just got Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey. But they also lost Marcus Peters. They have a lockdown defense. It's Marcus Peters. Jalen Ramsey is like the best cornerback in the league.
Oh, but what about Detroit? Detroit's doing good. Matthew Stafford, the return of Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh.
Patrick Mahomes? Oh my gosh.
He's brave, bro. He wanted to come back. And, like, they said no, but then, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of have Patrick Mahomes winning the Super Bowl.
It's a Patriots, obviously.
No, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Like
Patriots, no. Yeah, Patriots definitely have a good chance.
Patriots win it, Chiefs like, so much.
Chiefs don't have a good chance. They don't have enough good receivers to catch the ball.
Yeah, they do. They have Tyreek Hill. He's a burner.
They're not that good, and they don't even give it to half their people.
I mean,
but how do you think we'll win on Sunday, Jacob? The Ravens or the Patriots?
Oh, for sure the Patriots.
The Ravens or the Patriots?
For sure the Patriots.
Lamar Jackson might survive, and because of that, we'll block it.
Is looking good. San Francisco.
San Francisco? Oh, yeah. Aren't they still undefeated?
Yeah, they are.
How much wins do they have?
They're undefeated. They have a good pass rush between Nick Bosa and DeForest Buckner.
Who was their record last? What was their record last year? Like, was it like some? Was it really bad?
I don't know. It wasn't that good because they didn't have much people.
They didn't have their rookie this year, Nick Bosa.
Oh, Coleman had such a good game on
Brothers with Joey Bosa, and he had a hell of a game last week. They beat the Panthers.
Wait, so since 49ers are undefeated, does that mean they have a chance at the Super Bowl? Like, do they have a big chance at Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Really?
A decent chance. Not like.
Is not their like division just bad? And that's why they're winning.
Chance, no.
No.
Who's in the 49ers divisions anyway?
The 49ers division is. So it's them, the Rams.
Yeah, LA Chargers.
The Falcons. And the Seahawks.
Do they have the Chargers too or no?
No, I don't think so.
They don't? For real?
Alright, Monty, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Who do you think will win the basketball championship?
For this year, since like the season just started, I'm going with the Lakers because, you know, it's my favorite team. And I'm being unbiased this time because the Lakers have like the best lineup right now. They have Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but what about the Clippers?
Are doing good. Really good. But I don't know if they can show up in the playoffs. They're Paul George and Kawhi, I don't know.
What happened to the Clippers game, though?
They lost to Phoenix Suns. So, like, that shows a lot right there. Phoenix Suns are, like, the worst team right now.
Do you think it's just their coach or is it the players?
See, the coach is really good. Doc Rivers is an amazing coach. I feel like it's the players.
They have so many good people. They have Anthony Davis, LeBron James, LaMelo Ball. All these people. How are they not winning? How did they lose to the Clippers?
Okay, so here. The Lakers are just losing because they don't have enough chemistry. Not enough chemistry. Because our whole team is new. We only kept four players from our team from last year. The only players that we kept is LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, and what's his name? Rajon Rondo, and pretty much it.
So how much longer do you think LeBron James is going to play on the Lakers?
I think after his contract is done, which is 3 more years, I think he's going to leave. Because obviously, he's playing until his son gets drafted. And his son, whatever team his son gets drafted to, LeBron will play at.
Cool.
So yeah, so I know the son's going to get drafted to the Lakers. If his son gets drafted to the Warriors, then you know how crazy that will be. LeBron. It'll be LeBron and his son and the Warriors. Stephen Curry, probs, will still be there by 3 years.
Yeah, Bronny has a good chance of being the one.
Yeah, but, he's like projected to be like number top three.
I feel bad for him because, you know, he's going to be expected to live up to LeBron James. And, you know, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, and he sort of has it very easy, but it's hard for him to be, like, under LeBron James' shadow because now he has so much pressure under him. He's, like, not... If he doesn't perform the way he's supposed to perform, people are going to hate on him like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only 15, 14 years old, so... Just surprising. He's only, like, 2 years older than us. It's kind of scary. Bronny has a good future, though. I can see it. I can see it.
I can't believe we got Patriots have Mohamed Sanu now.
Yeah, who is that guy? I'm not a big football fan, so I want to know more about him. Tell
Dave
me.
Dave who?
Mohamed Sanu went to the Patriots.
Mohamed Sanu?
The guy who played on Falcons. I think he was second or third string receiver. Second. First is Julio, and then I think it's Sanu, and then after that's Calvin Ridley. But Mohamed Sanu is pretty good. Now we have Patriots have four receivers. They have Julian Edelman, Philip Dorsett, Mohamed Sanu, and then Josh Gordon, who is out.
Would you consider training one of them?
Huh?
Would you consider trading one of them?
Then.
Really?
I don't think we'll beat the Chiefs in the playoffs if they make it. The team that's not making the playoffs is Dolphins. Because they just lost
Dolphins Penny. Suck.
Dolphins, no.
How about the Cleveland Browns? How are the Cleveland Browns doing?
But I still can't believe that Aaron Jones game last Sunday.
What did he do?
He got, he had 159 receiving yards.
159?
And one of them was like a
touchdown.
Yeah, for a running back. And one of them was like a 74-yard.
One got called off because he stepped like an inch out of bounds.
He was about to catch like another 70-yard TD, but he was like an inch off from out of bounds, so they called it back.
And he got stopped at the 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, but...
Who is the most underrated player for the football teams?
The people playing tonight, I'm going to ask you some questions. Who do you think will win each game? All right.
Okay.
Mavericks and Nuggets.
Oh, for sure? I'm going Mavericks. Nuggets are obviously coming up as the better team, but I think Mavericks are the underdogs, and I go for them.
All right. Grizzlies or Lakers?
Oh, Lakers for sure. Grizzlies are a really bad team. They have John Moran, that's it. Lakers have LeBron, so we're a better team.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure. Who else is playing tonight?
I'm pretty sure that's only two games today.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, unless there's another game. I doubt, though.
No, there's definitely more games.
Like, the basketball plays only two games.
There's, like, four more games.
Wow, that's a lot.
I just can't find them. So... Kenyon Drake went to the... What was it? I think he went to the... He went to the Cardinals because they didn't have David Johnson, who got hurt, Edmonds got hurt, but he had a really good game when he got hurt.
How did they all get hurt?
I don't know. One of them has just been out since like one of the beginning games. The other one had a really good game, but then I think got hurt at the end. And then they had to get a good running back because they didn't have any backups. So they picked up Kenyon Drake, who isn't that.
He only had one epic play. Connor filling in Le'Veon Bell's spot.
Le'Veon Bell hasn't been hurt.
How do you think he's going to do this year? Filling in.
Well, I think he'll do better because they have the backup Samuels as... they have three good running backs. They have Connor, they have Samuels, who's currently out, but then they have Snell. So if Connor ever, like,
you have to have chemistry in order to play well, though. Chemistry. That's really what matters on the team.
Connor just got injured. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
But now they have, like, one running back.
That was a good running back. He averaged, like, 5 yards or five yards a play.
I feel like he's gonna come back. He is probably so.
How do you feel about Melvin Gordon coming back to Chargers?
Oh, I feel like they're gonna keep starting Austin Eckler because, you know, Melvin Gordon didn't come to camp and, you know, you can't just like show up one day like, oh, guys, I'm here. Let's start me, guys.
Like, are there any news on Antonio Brown? Like, is there any news about him?
I don't think he's ever getting a contract again.
Really?
He has gotten too many chances. He was on the Steelers. Uh-huh. Then he left the Steelers to go to the Raiders.
It's the Madden curse. It's the Madden curse.
Yeah, but he wasn't even on the Raiders for one game. He was, like, there all summer practicing.
Yeah.
And then he just leaves to the Patriots for, like, one game and then leaves that game. But they still owe him the money because, you know, signed because the contract. Because
the contract, yeah.
Can't, you know.
It's the Madden curse. Like, every person who's been on the Madden cover has been, like, really had a bad career after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes got hurt. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady never. What happened to Tom Brady, though?
He lost the Super Bowl.
That
was, like, the year, like, he lost the Super Bowl. He was doing so good.
That's still not that bad of a thing. Like,
yeah, but like
even not that bad.
But losing something that big after like having being on the cover, because cover usually comes to like the best players of that year, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, but look at what's his name, Hillis. He was on like Madden 12 cover, and most people nowadays can't even tell you who was on that cover, and like, because he just completely fell off after that.
Yeah, same thing with 2K covers. The NBA 2K curse is crazy. Not Stephen Curry. What's his name? LeBron James switched teams. Anthony Davis switched teams. We have... LeBron was on two covers, and both the covers that LeBron was on, he switched teams on. Kyrie Irving switched teams. Kyrie went to Cleveland to Boston, and now he's in Brooklyn. The curse is crazy. Like, at least every person gets on the cover gets either injured or traded to a different team. Just for LeBron.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing happens to Madden.
On the Lakers tonight, who do you think is going to have the best game, like the most point?
Oh.
Like, overall, basically, the GOAT.
Not LeBron. I feel like LeBron's going to have high assist, but no points. Like a certain amount of points, like 20. I think the most would be Anthony Davis with 31 points. My prediction. 31 points, 16 rebounds, 3 assists. That might be a lot, but, you know, it's Anthony Davis.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's 200 the rebounds.
He got 5 turnovers.
Yeah, I'll say he'll get it.
He gets a lot. He gets, like, three. He got, like... Overall, so far, he's already gotten 11 turnovers for all the games. Pretty.
Yeah. Who do you think is playing the best this year, like, for football right now? Like, who's going to win MVP?
who's the MVP right now? I feel like, okay.
Not on the Patriots. Just Patriots are like an overall good team, but they don't have like a GOAT player on their team besides Brady.
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson, probably.
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
No. I still think Aaron Jones would be the best.
Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron
Dalvin Cook.
What team is he on?
Dalvin Cook. That's fine. They're gonna probably go really far because they have a good team. They have Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, two really good receivers. They have
to get a better quarterback.
Yeah, they need a better quarterback. I would trade. I'd get like a fresh.
Kirk Cousins is getting a little old.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is like, he's not the good player you need.
I think I'll look at their defense. So they have Danielle Hunter. He's pretty young. So he'll stay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Their secondary is looking like Xavier Rhodes and Harrison Smith.
Yeah, Dalvin
Cook. They have a decent defense and a decent offense.
I mean,
how do you do the Giants though? They have a good team. They just don't have like a good team. Like, it's hard to explain, but
Saquon
Barkley's like the best player, like one of the best running backs in the NFL right now. But
how do you think Rudolph is taking place of Ben Roethlisberger right now?
He had a couple of good games, but then he just went down. He had a good game, but then he just started doing bad and never caught up. But.
And why do you think Miami starting Fitzpatrick over?
Well, there's a, like, he can throw the ball way better. He can actually air it out, really.
He's a decent scrambler, too. I just think
he had the best year ever. Ryan Fitzmagic, best, but they don't last forever.
Just like
Lakers. He had a good time, but what team was he on before the Dolphins?
Monty, so who do you think is the GOAT in basketball right now?
The GOAT?
Oh, there's a lot of people.
Oh. Okay, there's two for me. Two. LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard.
I don't think LeBron.
But LeBron, see, he's old now, but he did so much in basketball because he's still an active player. He did so much.
Like, the GOAT now or just overall GOAT that's still playing?
Like, do you mean like GOAT for this year or GOAT like now? Like, overall? If it's this year, I might have someone else.
Yeah. Like,
this year I have. Right now, it's only been like 5 games, but I'm deciding between Kawhi. Yeah, just Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, I think he's like right now.
You know who had a good game last week?
Who?
You know who had a really good game? Stephen Curry.
Last week? Yeah, but I feel like he's underperforming for what he should be doing. Like, I feel like he should be doing way better because he's by himself now. He has a time to shine. Because KD left him. He has his time to shine.
What team is KD on now?
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Nets.
With Kyrie Irving.
Think the Nets can come up?
Yeah, but KD's injured for like the whole year because he has an Achilles. So, not this year, next year.
Yeah. That looks pretty nice.
Yeah, next year I feel like the Nets will be the top team with the Lakers being the other top team again. I feel like Lakers are going to go back to back. Then after that, Clippers will win. So Lakers will win 2, and then the Clippers will win 1 or 2. I'm not being biased. I'm just saying this because I feel like Lakers are doing really good.
What?
Who do you think is the best quarterback right now?
Right now?
Right now? I feel
like. Right. Okay. Like, goated right now this year, so.
I think it's between Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, for sure.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes got out, though, so I wouldn't say that much.
Yeah,
I would
he's very talented.
I'm gonna say Aaron Rodgers.
I would say still, like, Lamar Jackson, really good.
He's still a thing.
And Russell Wilson's had really good games, too.
I don't really like Russell Wilson. I feel like he's overrated.
Yeah.
He has good receivers. Tyler Lockett.
Then Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, Deshaun Watson's good.
Aaron Rodgers, decision-making and lead, like, better right now than any other quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah. Our Patriots still have the best defense. They have last game against Cleveland, they actually did so good. They had 3 consecutive turnovers. Do you remember that?
Three
consecutive turnovers.
That's bad.
One of them was a pick, and then 2 of them were fumbles. One of them was a fumble TD. The other one,
fumble TD by Dante Hightower.
It was supposed to be a pass, like a sweep to the running back, like where he throws it in the air and the running back's supposed to catch it while running. But he threw it so bad that the defensive lineman, he got through and just caught the ball right in front of him. And he didn't get a TD, but he got close.
Who was this?
Huh?
Who?
I think it was Van Noy.
Oh, Van Noy. Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Last year he had like 2 TDs.
All right. I have 2 questions for y'all. Not 2. I have questions for both of y'all, actually. Do you think New England Patriots will actually do what they're doing for years to come? Like, stay on, like, the number one team for years to come?
If Tom Brady stays in?
Yes. I'd say
if Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are still playing, yes.
Okay. Tom Brady leaves, and Bill Belichick, if he's still there, they'll still stay a decent team.
Mm-hmm. When will Tom Brady retire? He said he was supposed to retire last year.
They're not going to stay number
one. Plus, Tom Brady's setting so many records right now.
Yeah, but like, wasn't he still supposed to retire last year?
Yeah, but then he got a contract for like extra. But we'd be an even better team if Gronk didn't have to retire, but people have to go.
Gronk, he was getting way too many concussions, and if I were him, I would just retire too, cause.
Yeah, but you know how many people would hate on him if he retires.
Yeah, but yeah, like, but he like had a really good legacy.
I feel like he did the right thing.
He brought many Super Bowls to the team, too, so I don't think anyone would hate him. He brought
I haven't heard a lot of the Rams coming in with Todd Gurley and Jared Goff.
I don't like Jared Goff.
They have so many good receivers, though.
I don't like Jared Goff.
They have some pretty good moves on their offense.
How do you feel about Brandon Cooks, Jacob?
I feel like he's gotten really injury-prone this year. And I think he's going to drop down more to, like, a wide receiver 3 for them. Because I feel like Jared Goff, like...
He already is a wide receiver 3.
Yeah, I know. Like...
Robert Woods? It doesn't even...
Cooper Kupp
has speed. Robert Woods. And he just can't... Well, he's just not an overall good player. He's, like, decent enough to play, but... How do you feel about the, like, do you think Andy Dalton should retire, Jacob?
Yes. Yes.
But I wouldn't retire yet if I was Dalton, because I would wait for AJ Green to return and see how good he would do with him again. But if he still does bad, then...
AJ Green's getting old, too.
Yeah. So, Monty.
Yeah?
I want a prediction. What do you think the Lakers' record would be for this season?
All right, so they play 82 games. Okay. I think it will be 52 and 30. They win 52 games and lose 30 games. That's what I think. And I think the Clippers will be 60. I don't
know, that sounds reasonable.
And I think the Clippers will be 60 wins and 22 losses.
Yeah.
I think they'll do better than us in the season. Because the season, I feel like Clippers go harder during the season than Lakers will. But during the playoffs, Lakers will show up because LeBron's a very clutch playoff performer. And AD wants a ring, like, really badly. So.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do better during the playoffs.
That's pretty.
All right. I think I'll end the podcast here. This is Laker News Today. Thank you for everyone for watching when I upload this. And it's me, Monty. I'm here with
Keegan and Jacob.
All right. Peace. If you guys want to see us again, just like hit me up on Instagram. And yeah. Anyone, you guys want anyone to follow you on anything? Like any TikTok, Instagram?
I'm fine.
All right. Jacob, you want? You're fine? All right. I guess I think that's a yes. He's fine. I think he's fine. Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Thank you for tuning into Laker News Today podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Anchor and Spotify. All right, guys. Peace.